I will now start the next section of the course, which is called crystal physics. And at the beginning of the course, I said that one goal we had was that I should be able to give you any crystal and then ask you to calculate any property of that crystal. And right now we have some infrastructure for trying to describe any crystal. I mean, we know about the primitive lattice vectors, and we can calculate the phonons of any crystal, or we can calculate the band structure of any crystal. But when it comes to calculating properties, the example that always seems to come up is a specific heat. I don't talk about other properties of materials. And in crystal physics, we're going to learn how to calculate lots of other properties, and at the same time, see how they're related to symmetries of the crystal. So a lot of the properties that you measure are related to the symmetries, and a lot of the descriptions of funny effects like the piezo-resistive effect, you don't find that in many textbooks. Of the piezo-resistive effect is how the resistivity changes when you change the stress on a crystal. A lot of funny things like that, you can find descriptions of that in these international tables for crystallography. These are also the tables that specify all the symmetries of the crystal. This is the place to look when you have a crystal and you see that it has a certain space group. You can look up what the properties of this space group are in the tables for crystallography, but it's also a place that applies this description of symmetry to calculating all the different properties of a crystal. And one of the things that we have to do in this section is recognize that a lot of the properties that we talk about, like the electrical conductivity, is really a tensor. Electrical conductivity is a rank 2 tensor, so it's a matrix. The current density is a vector. And then there's a conductivity, and the electric field is a vector. And the quantity that relates to vectors will be a matrix. So you can, for some material like graphene is layers of carbon like this. And the conductivity along the layers is much higher than perpendicular to the layers. There's a difference in a factor of about 40 between the conductivity in the plane and the conductivity perpendicular to the plane. So now imagine that we take an electric field at about 45 degrees and we ask, what is the current density? Well, there's a component vertical and a component horizontal. And now, since if it's at 45 degrees, the electric field's got equal components vertical and horizontal, but the current density is going to have then a component like this and another one that's only 1/40th as big, because the conductivity in this direction is much smaller. So that means that the total current density looks like this, and the electric field looks like that. They're not parallel to each other. This will happen in a material where the conductivity is not the same in all directions. And that means that in general, the conductivity should be written as a matrix. Okay, so we're going to first practice a little bit with tensor notations and think about which quantities are really tensors. And I will do this with, I'll start out with elastic strain. So this section on crystal physics, I'm going to start out by talking about the strain on a crystal, and we practice a little bit with tensor notation. And then after that, I will make a jump and I will start to discuss thermodynamics. So we go from the tensor notation to thermodynamics. And then in the discussion of thermodynamics, we will be able to include the symmetries and we will be able to calculate lots of properties. So it will seem like I first start out in one direction, then I do something completely else, and in the end I come back to calculating all the properties of different crystals.